Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Sarah Shostin, and welcome to Question of the Week. This week, we'll be answering a question from our listener Mark that has had us at the Naked Scientists stroking our beards.
Hi, I'm Mark from Guelph, Ontario, Canada. I've been taking part in a fundraiser for cancer research called Movember. Men raise money by growing a mustache, beard, or any combination of facial hair over the course of the month of November, hence the M in Movember. My question is, I've grown a beard and mustache many times. However, this year it's growing white. My head hair is not going white, nor is it any way speckled with gray. So why is my facial hair now growing white and only on the chin? I don't want people to think I'm dyeing my goatee white. Thank you for the great show.
To get to the root of the issue, I spoke with dermatologist Jane Sterling from Cambridge to find out how hair gets its colour in the first place.
The colour that comes into any hair comes right from the root, and there are some cells there. Those are the tiny little bits of the body that actually make the hair, and they inject into the hair some hair colour. So that might be a lot of the hair dye, the pigment called melanin, as in black hair, or it might be a bit less of the same in brown hair, or very much less in blonde hair. And red hair has a slightly different type of melanin.
And yet we find many people tearing their hair out over the grey strands that creep in as we age. So clearly this process doesn't continue forever.
So when we lose our hair colour, what's happening to the cells in the root of the hair is that they start to produce less and less of the pigment, the dye, until eventually they don't produce any and we can't see those pigment-making cells at all.
Now, we often see grey hair speckled in among darker strands, but is it possible for people to go grey in a distinct patch of hair while the rest keeps its youthful shade?
Okay, so that sounds like a condition called vitiligo, in which the immune system, for some reason, attacks a small area of skin, and that makes both the skin and the hair growing within it go completely colourless, so very pale compared to the rest of the skin.
Our listener Mark has been having beard problems. Could this vitiligo be the cause?
That sounds like vitiligo, yes. You can see it on the body, in the scalp, or in the beard area. And obviously, a hairy area, you'd notice the hair going white more than the skin.
Not to worry, Mark. Vitiligo isn't dangerous and affects about 1 in 100 people. But remember, a lack of melanin means less protection against UV rays. So make sure to put sunscreen on the white skin when you shave to avoid any nasty burns. Thank you, Jane, for splitting hairs with us. Next week, we'll be diving into this question sent in by Joanne and David that our experts have swallowed right up.
Hello, Naked Scientists. We're Joanne
and David
from Dublin in Ireland, and we wanted to know what would happen if a scuba diver was swallowed by a toothed whale.
Would he be able to escape back up the esophagus, or would he be crushed by the muscles?
Could the whale regurgitate the diver back up?
Would he be dissolved by the whale's digestive enzymes? And if so, how long would it take to corrode the wetsuit?
Thanks very much for answering our question.
If you think you know the answer, you can write to us at chris@nakedscientist.com, visit our Facebook page, or join the discussion in our forum at nakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.